And thanks for joining me this evening. I'm Aaron Hay. You're listening to Mizzou Music on Classical 90.5 FM. I am here in the studio, once again, joined by Ava Seke, professor of violin here at the University of Missouri. But that's not what we're talking about this evening. We're here to talk about the 50th anniversary of the Esterházy Quartet.
In residence at the University of Missouri.
Yeah.
Continuous residence at this institution.
That is amazing.
Yes, I think it is. We think so, too. I can't believe I'm old enough for that, though I was not here 50 years ago. So let's just make that clear.
Okay.
But long enough.
Long enough.
That's right.
That's okay. So what are the beginnings of the Esterházy Quartet at the University of Missouri?
Good question. And I know the answer for the most part. I am at this point the oldest member of the quartet. And I only joined in 1976. Okay. So I know some about the first 8 years, but I don't know quite everything. I know the most important part of this is that my colleague, who was a founding member of the quartet, Carlton Spatz, the professor of cello, came to the University of Missouri in 1963, I believe. And when time came for him to be awarded tenure for his stellar career development while he was here, the way that I understand, this is not document, this is just hearsay, is that he basically made an appeal. And he said that he would stay at the University of Missouri if the quartet that had been functioning on and off would be made into a permanent situation at the university, that is, an ensemble in residence, and where the teaching load, or the workload, I should say, included 50% of teaching and 50% of rehearsing and performing with the Esterházy Quartet. In the beginning, that name was not assigned to this. It became the Esterházy Quartet in 1968, and the name was chosen by Carlton Spatz to establish, if you will, the foundation not only of the ensemble in residence here, but the whole genre of the string quartet, where the house of Esterházy, which was a generation of princes in Austria, were patrons of Joseph Haydn, mm-hmm. Franz Joseph Haydn, who basically made the genre of string quartet into a mainstream art form. It had not really existed up to that point in this instrumental configuration. He took the example of a choir where you have soprano, alto, tenor, and bass, and started using it with string instruments, with two violins, a viola, and a cello. So without Haydn, the string quartet as a genre would not really be what it is today, because after Haydn came Mozart and Beethoven and Schubert and everybody else you can think of up to absolutely today. Mm-hmm. So it is honoring the founder, the father of the string quartet, therefore the Esterházy name. And it started to be known as such starting with 1968, when the ensemble in residence at this university was actually established. And the other day I met a gentleman who came to a concert in the Whitmore Recital Hall at Fine Arts, to a piano recital of all things. And he came and talked to me and said, I know about your 50th anniversary and I look forward to the concert. It's somebody I never met before. And he said, you know, I was there for that concert.
Oh, wow.
I said, wow. You know, could I please have your contact information? I think we want to do something with that. The gentleman's name is John Gibson.
Okay.
And he will be there. He said he was all... My assumption is that he must have been a student at the time. And he was bartending at Heidelberg. And he said he served the performers on that first concert night a lot of free beer. But it was really rather startling, you know. Says, I was there.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. That's great. Well, then, so that brings us to the concert, rather, that is coming up this coming Monday on March the 4th. We're celebrating the 50th anniversary of the Esterházy Quartet with a performance at the Whitmore Recital Hall, and this is at 7:30 p.m. Now, beyond our already established special guests, we have other special guests that are coming, so why don't you tell me a little bit about what the pieces that you'll be performing are and what makes them so special?
Yes. We're going to be performing two works that are going to be world premieres, written by two American composers, contemporary American composers. One that hails from St. Louis but has been living in Boston for a long time, and the other one is a New Englander as well. Both of these gentlemen will be present for the performance. They will be talking with the audience. And we have been working and collaborating with them for a long time, each of them individually. These two works were written specifically for this occasion. It is the Ninth Quartet by James Willey. And I should mention here that the Esterházy Quartet has been collaborating with him since the late 1970s. And we have recorded the previous eight string quartets, which we thought was the cycle. And so that is out on Albany Records and has been for a while. And when we were talking about this 50th anniversary, Jim Willey said, "I wasn't sure I was going to write another quartet, but I think this occasion might be just the thing." And so we received the music in November, and we've been working on it since then. The other piece is by Andrew List, who is born and raised in St. Louis, but he's on the faculty of the Berklee College of Music in Boston. Mm-hmm. And this is his sixth quartet. And we have been visiting artists at Berklee College since the mid-90s, for about 20 years or so, and have a strong relationship with Andrew, and we have performed a lot of his music. And this piece, which is the sixth quartet by Dr. List, I should say, was also written for this occasion. And I should also mention that two works were commissioned by the New Music Initiative at the School of Music. And we are very grateful for the opportunity to receive these commissions and to ask these two composers to write these works for us and to also be able to be present for the performances.
And that's great. So they will be in the audience.
They will be in the audience. They're going to address the audience. And there is going to be a reception after the concert, which is an opportunity for everyone to meet not just the two composers, but also those of us in the quartet. The third piece in the program is going to be the American Quartet by Antonin Dvorak. And so we thought it was all American, so that's about as American as we can get with the 19th century, a really nice pairing.
That sounds like a great show.
Yeah.
So, that's very exciting. And, well, I guess let me be the first to say congratulations on being with the quartet on this 50th anniversary and tenure with the quartet and here at the University of Missouri. Again, this performance is coming up on March the 4th. It's at 7:30 p.m. It's at the Whitmore Recital Hall. And don't miss it. It's going to be a great show. Two world premieres and Dvorak and everything else. It sounds like a blast.
We are going to be performing these works in Brazil this summer. We are invited to a festival, and it's going to be a continuation of celebrations abroad for the 50th anniversary. And I think I probably should mention the names of my colleagues in the quartet.
Oh, of
today.
Course. Of course.
Today. So Julie Rosenfeld is our violinist, Leslie Perna, viola, and Ellie Lara, cello. For the first time in the quartet's history, there are four ladies that make up the quartet. It started with four gentlemen, and then it kind of made its way all the way to this point. And maybe one more thing to mention is that the space we're playing in is known as the Whitmore Recital Hall. Rogers Whitmore was the first violinist of the Esterházy Quartet. He was also chairman of the music department. And without Mr. Whitmore, I think the Esterházy Quartet would not be at the University of Missouri to begin with. So it is very fitting that as one of the founding members of the quartet, we are also honoring his memory, not only as a chairman of the department, but also today as the name of the space that we're going to be performing in on this very special occasion.
That's wonderful. Are there any other legacy performers of from the quartet that are going to be in attendance? Or
possibly two members, but I don't have confirmation, so I probably should not say.
Okay.
two previous members. The quartet functioned for a fairly long time, certainly through about 15 or 16 years with the same personnel, mm-hmm. with occasional changes. When I joined, I was the one person who was new in 1976. And that grouping stayed together through the end of the 80s.
Okay.
89, I think our colleague Carolyn Kennison unfortunately passed away. And then, so as I said, I was the longest or most senior member of the quartet. Next is Leslie Pernau, who has been here since the mid-90s, since 1995. And my other two colleagues are from the 21st century. Let's just put it that way. The last one to join was our cellist, Ellie Lara, and she is now in her third year in the quartet.
Wonderful. What a great legacy.
It is, and we're looking forward to keep going and make sure that this legacy, not just for the School of Music, but I think for Mizzou, is a very important one. Mm-hmm. There are very few quartets that have been able to maintain a residency for a half a century. Iowa had string quartet in residence for many, many, many years. A lot of public universities as well as private ones. So it's not unusual in and by itself. It's the duration of the time that is really long. Certainly our workload is not divided the way that it was established to begin with. That has been pared down quite a bit. Mm-hmm. But we still get at least, I would say about 15% of our load credit from
the quartet.
The quartet. And the quartet acts as an ambassador for the university in Europe, in South America, in the United States. So we represent everywhere we go. Mm-hmm. We represent the University of Missouri, along with the School of Music, of course, but I mean the institution as a whole as well.
Very good. All right. Well, thanks so much for joining me.
Thank
and,
you.
Always a pleasure, and we look forward to seeing this show. And again, don't miss it. This is going to be a great performance. It's at 7:30, March the 4th. That's a Monday, right there at the Whitmore Recital Hall here in the Fine Arts Building on the Mizzou campus.
Thank you very much.
Absolutely. Thanks, Ava, for coming out.